Chapter 7. A Rescue Act. The months came and went. There was plenty of food and no work at Sierra Vista, and White Fang grew fat and happy. There was one trouble in White Fang's life, Collie. Collie was the master's sheepdog, and her instinct was to fear the wolf. Her job was to protect sheep, and wolves were the enemy of sheep. However, Collie was a female, and the law of his world did not allow a male to attack a female. Collie never gave him a moment's peace. She followed him around like a policeman. His favorite way of ignoring her was to lie down with his head on his paws and close his eyes. White Fang often went with his master when he went out horse riding. Even the longest ride never tired White Fang out. It was on one such horse riding trip that White Fang showed his worth to his master's family. A rabbit rising suddenly under the horse's feet caused the horse to trip. The master fell and broke his leg.
"Home! Go home!" the master ordered.
White Fang did not want to desert him. However, he knew the meaning of home, and he knew he must obey. The family was on the porch when White Fang arrived. He came in among them, panting and covered with dirt.
"Whedon's back," said Whedon's mother.
The children welcomed White Fang with glad cries and ran to meet him. He growled and tried to push by them, knocking them over when they would not move.
"The wolf can't be trusted," said Judge Scott.
"But he is not all wolf," replied Beth, Whedon's sister.
"Go away, lie down," ordered Judge Scott.
White Fang turned to the master's wife, Alice. She was filled with fright as he pulled on her dress. He used all his body trying to communicate.
"He's trying to tell us something, I do believe," said Beth.
At this moment, speech came to White Fang, and he barked excitedly.
"I think something has happened to Whedon," Alice said.
White Fang ran down the steps, looking back for them to follow. He had barked and made himself understood. After this event, he found a warmer place in the hearts of the Sierra Vista people. One other thing changed after this occurrence. Collie became playful and friendly. White Fang found he even wanted to spend time with her. One afternoon, he even chose to go with Collie instead of going out with his master. The master rode alone that day, and in the woods, side by side, White Fang ran with Collie.